Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's Black Friday. It's the 24th of November, of course. It's a month until Christmas Eve, which I think is the best day in Christmas, apart from the days I speak to Nick Leduc. You're right, Nick.
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. I'm not going to talk to you at Christmas.
Sorry, listen, Nicola had a day off, and then I did Skype in and say, are you up for charts today? And she said, yes, and then you didn't really want to. Then I said, I've had a day off. And she said, I hate my life. I don't like it anymore. I want to leave the charts. All I'm seeing is charts every day. I know. So you need a week. I mean, charts.
I did say that is true.
Charts, yeah. If you look at charts non-stop, back to back, I can imagine a mess with your head, because I've done that sometimes. I've really got into chart looking at. You turn around, a couple of hours later, you're still looking at charts, and it's really affecting your head, brain, and everything. But anyway, yeah. Talking about that, let's get into a chart. Put a chart on the screen. We're looking at Centrica, big faller. You know, it's British Gas, essentially, Nick. Have you got a chart there?
I've got a chart here.
Yeah, flash it up. Go on, get it up there.
So I think Centrica, this is a monthly chart of Centrica
let me say one thing. It's the lowest it's been since 2003. At every metric, you know, monthly RSI, it's all over sold,
right,
isn't it?
And so what was the low in 2003? It was 129 mm-hmm. in 2003. That was the low, and that's also the 78.6 Fibonacci retracement from the 1997 low. Oh. So that's the next Fib level. And if I mark the other Fib levels, like the one before this, the 61.8, here you can see we bounced really well off it. So here I think that we will probably bounce off this 129 level as well, but we're at 135 at the moment, and I don't really see much to stop us before we get there.
I don't think the dog agrees with you. I think
I know. She's saying, get lost and buy it.
She's sent in a dead cat bounce.
I know.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they've said they've lost customers, their margins are down, it's a challenging environment. They said a lot of things. And also, you've got this regulatory pressures from, you know, originally Jeremy Corbyn said if he got into power, he'd nationalise, you know, Centrica. And then you've got the Conservatives sort of copying saying.
Well, this stuff about them losing money is just rubbish. Mm. They're not losing money. I think that the people might be anticipating regulation to come because they were making out like bandits before, but I don't buy that they were really losing money.
No, I know they've done a lot of just regulatory pressure, and I just think when something's this oversold, it's phenomenal, you know.
It's
since 2003. That is nuts. 14 years.
In the charts, 129 is a really good bounce level, and if it doesn't bounce there, it's probably going to keep going to 94.17. So, sorry.
Wow. Well, do you know what? Sean on Facebook, in fact, we were going to go for this as well. I said, let's have two big stocks, because I've been keeping the tabs on GSK. I know you haven't looked at it, Nick, but I've got a price alert on it.
On the fly.
And I got a price alert on it, and £13 is broken, which I saw. For some reason, I put a price alert at £13.
Okay, because when we looked at it before, we had a massive support level here at 13, 12.99.
Oh, look, it's Black Friday, 12.99. It's a bargain. It's one pence cheaper. All right. So, anyway.
It might squeeze a little bit lower to 2.81, to 12.81. But I really do think that there's a good chance that we bounce around here.
Yeah, I'm liking that. And if you look at our chart, it's really sort of a soft landing, really, nearly. It's quite smooth down to this level, isn't it? So it's almost like, aggressive.
You see that in a downtrend when it's running out of steam.
Yeah.
It becomes choppy and a bit more overlapping. And really, you know, we've kind of triple bottomed around this level here. You know, we've been bouncing off it for 3 days now.
Cool. All right, let's get into the smaller stocks here. We've got Blur Group, which is having a big talk up on Twitter. I've been looking at the numbers around Blur, because I was burned with them a while back. I bought them a while back. They were a lot higher market cap than this. But they did a trading update yesterday, and I was looking at it, and it seemed quite bullish. But when I when I looked into it, in fact, do you know what? And I get this because I did write it down. And let me open you. What do you reckon on the chart, Nick? You look at the chart and I'll look at the fundamentals here. What do you reckon?
Do you know, well, the daily moving average is really having a go at rolling it up and moving higher. I think that it's pretty much on a set course for 7.8, which is the first Fib retracement and the daily 200 moving average. So 7.8 is going to be, and by then we kind of nearly almost fill the gap too. Maybe a little bit higher at 8. So I think that that's going to be where our do or die level is. And if we can clear that and close above that 200-day moving average around here, then happy days. But I think that we might, the first time back to 8, we'll probably bang our head. Mm-hmm. But we're at 6 at the moment. That's like 20% up from here. So
It's a good trade. And listen,
yeah, it is a good trade.
Listen, but the fundamentals behind this. So they did a trading update, very cleverly worded, because it made you have to do previous research. So it said, following the recent placings, the board changes in the summer, Blur is pleased to announce the company is making steady progress. So first of all, they say gross profit and revenue in Q3 2017 are ahead of H1 2017. So hang on a second, let's look back to H1. So you go back to H1, and gross profit for H1 was only $7,614. So essentially, it's ahead of that. And then they said Q4 2017 revenue and gross profit are expected to be ahead of Q3. So hang on, what is Q3? So Q3 is above H1, which is 7,000. So essentially, they're saying Q4 is a bit more than $7,614. That's not a lot of profit, really, for a... And going back to the H1 revenue, gross profit was $7,600, but loss before tax was $1.8 million, and this is a revenue of $211,000. So it may have slowed down here, the loss, but... It's a cleverly worded update. Now, I want to see more detail here. How much more? They're saying more than this amount, or more than this amount, but how much more? I don't know, how much more are they earning? Why don't they just state a percentage gain or something? So I think it's very cleverly worded, but they've left a lot to the imagination, and that's why I think this share price is running wild a bit. I want to see how much more, you know? I mean, if it was double-digit gain, they'd put that in there, I think. If it was above $10,000 in the quarter, I think they'd put that in there. But they haven't. They've been a bit conservative there, a bit clever with the words. But anyway, let's go on to Greatland Gold. Nick, what do you reckon? GGP?
GGP, this is looking great. I think this is a big bull flag. Mm-hmm. So here's our bull flag. We've had two waves lower, so we may be that the correction is complete. And it may be, see on the RSI, it's come down to the 50%, like the midline. That's very common on an RSI. You can turn back from that midline and continue higher with the trend. So I think that clearly back above 2.34 confirms the breakout of the bull flag. And the next target is 3.66.
Marvellous stuff. And the last one we're looking at right now is Red Rock Resources. Another request. RRR is the ticker. What do you reckon, Nicola?
RRR is trying very hard to hold on to the 50% retrace of the entire, the rally that we've made from the December 2015 low. We're hovering around this sort of 50% mark. I kind of like it to get going higher. I tell you what will confirm it for me. And again, it's this 23.6 back above it. So a close above 0.71 means this stock has bottomed. We're in the next leg higher. I then think we'll go to 0.89, but we should really go to new highs on 1.66.
Excellent stuff. Nicola, listen, that's it for the day. You can now go back to bed.
Ta-ta-ta.
And do
thank
whatever you.
You
want to do. Get crazy in the bedroom department. If you want to go crazy, just a little nap or go for a walk or anything at all. It's up to you. You can do some colouring. Don't look at charts, though, okay? And by the way, if you want to see this video, you can see it on our blog page, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/vlog. Lovely. Or go crazy in the shops.
I might do a bit of shopping.
Okay. Marvellous. Thanks, Nick. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.